afterward. Just as it is written, things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard, and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him. 1 Corinthians 2:9. The months since the end of the football season have been as busy and exciting as ever. In addition to preparing for the upcoming football season, I've been doing work for my foundation. Although the foundation is just getting underway, through the support of many generous people that donate through TimTebowFoundation.org, we are already fulfilling the dreams of children with life-threatening illnesses, partnering with deserving children's organizations throughout the U.S., and supporting over 600 orphans worldwide. There is no question that God has blessed me with a heart for children, and I fully intend to spend my free time working to bring faith, hope, and love to those in need. As for football, the Broncos began their search for a new head coach, and though everyone seemed to want to talk about where I'd fit in with any new coach, I did my best to tune out all that chatter. If there's one thing I learned early on playing football, it was that I couldn't live my life if I was constantly concerned about what other people were saying about me. There have always been people saying that I couldn't do something, starting with that Mindanao doctor who said that I couldn't be born. But through it all, there's only been one voice that mattered, and I could hear him loud and clear. In the meantime, all I could do was tune out the white noise, keep working, and wait for the Broncos to make their decision. After speaking with a number of candidates, they hired John Fox, the former head coach of the Carolina Panthers. There were a number of candidates interviewed whom I would have been delighted to play for, and Coach Fox was one of them. I was pleased with the selection. When I was coming out of Florida, I had visited with Coach Fox on a number of occasions, but we both knew that there was a good chance I wouldn't be going to Carolina, since they didn't have a first-round pick, having traded theirs away. Even though we had to wait a year, we finally ended up together, and Coach Fox and I began working together this year. His selection left me invigorated about the coming season and everything that it will bring. I've been working hard, training, pushing myself, trying to build up and improve on the base that I created during my first season in the NFL. In many ways, the things motivating me now are the same as they were back when I was playing Pop Warner. Even today, I find myself thinking constantly about the person out there who could be working harder than I am. I push myself to be the best I can be, and listen to the voice that tells me to keep going. As I've said before, I don't know what my future holds, but I do know who holds my future. With that in mind, I'm pressing on toward the upward call of Christ Jesus, seeking to continue living in the way that always brings glory to Him. I hope it's on the football field, at least for now. But I know that He knows my platform and holds my future in His hands, and it's up to me to use it as best I can wherever He has me planted. God's word will not return void. Football has always been my passion, and in one way or another, it will always be my passion. I simply pray that I will continue to have the humbling privilege to touch others and lift them up through His word, all for His glory. This is Tom Wayland. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged recording of Through My Eyes by Tim Tebow with Nathan Whitaker. This program was produced by John Marshall Media. Executive producer, Karen Jaconsky. Text copyright 2011 by Timothy R. Tebow. Production copyright 2011 by HarperCollins Publishers. All rights reserved.